So give me your overall impression of your meetings yesterday with opposition leaders.
I was very encouraged at their interest in Toronto in particular, but also in, you know, finding that kind of predictable, stable funding for things like transit that has been something that's been sought after by mayors around the country, including mayors of Toronto, for a long time.
If they form governments, money available, again, what's your sense? I know you can't pinpoint it, but...
They understand completely that 80% of Canadians live in cities. They certainly understand, Mr. Mulcair, for example, said he drives in our rush hour traffic all the time and knows how awful it is. So they know that there's a need to do something about things like public transit and that that comes with a price tag for the federal government, which they think is well worth investing in cities like Toronto.
All right, let's take them one at a time. Do you think the election platforms of Justin Trudeau and Mulcair will include pledges for cities in general and Toronto in particular?
I believe both of those parties have recognized the fact that the vast majority of Canadians live in cities and that we simply have to invest some federal resources. So the answer is yes, I think that will be included in different ways in both of their platforms, but I think that's a step forward.
And what about the government?
The government's already indicated another of these infrastructure funds, and it's not small. But I think what they need to do is to reassure Canadians that they're going to have consistent, you know, continuous support for things like public transportation, in particular transit. And we're waiting details on that from them.
Was yesterday's introduction to Lisa Raitt the first that she's had to SmartTrack? I know he's spoke with the Prime Minister before, but is this the first time she's heard the full picture?
This was the first time that Lisa Raitt, as the Transportation Minister, has had a full briefing from me on SmartTrack and on some of the plans, some of the issues, and all of this kind of thing. And again, she's a minister from the GTA, so she understands the congestion problems, but I think I was able to get into more detail with her about SmartTrack and about how we conceive of it and what steps we have to try and move it forward.
Again, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that when the election rolls around, the kind of commitment to Toronto from all three parties is going to be there in a substantial, meaningful, and potentially fulfilling way?
Well, let's just put it this way. I mean, a couple of people yesterday mentioned these numbers that came out last week showing that between Toronto and Montreal, we now had, I think, about 10 million people out of the 35 million total population in the country, and that they understand that's important to the economy. That's a big number of people, forgetting about how many voters it is, and that I think there's a growing recognition that you have to invest in cities like that, Toronto with 6 million, in order to keep things moving and keep the economy growing.
Well, I guess if anybody can talk to them, you can. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, John.
Bye.